This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my flagship station in Tampa, Florida, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations across America as well as in the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite streaming live online right now. And a special shout-out goes to our military men and women, to our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. Now, to the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, the mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, and all those roughnecks out there working the oil rigs all across the country and all around the world, thank you for keeping America rolling along. Don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook by going to the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. That's the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. Like the page, jump into the chat room, and you can converse with us. It's like a whole bunch of people have been doing all night long. Well, joining us right now, we've got Frank Salvato from the Underground USA podcast. Good morning, Mr. Frank.
Morning, Mr. Captain.
Time to say the pledge. Are you ready, sir?
You got it.
I pledge allegiance,
to the flag,
of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty, justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Frank, it's been a busy weekend. On Friday night, we had a federal police officer killed in Oakland, California by rioters. I believe the first attempted murder charge was probably to a New York City woman who was charged with throwing a Molotov cocktail at two New York police officers. And then, not to be outdone, some idiot lawyer, get this, an Ivy League lawyer, threw a Molotov cocktail at two police officers, got caught red-handed, and got arrested. And they even got to try to firebomb the AFL-CIO building, the Teachers Union building in Washington, D.C., and they tried to get a church that was built in 1815, but the only mistake they made was they set the fire in the basement and it didn't go anywhere.
Yeah, St. John's. It's across the street from the White House.
Yep.
And every single president since Madison has gone there.
Yep.
It is a historic landmark. So we have crossed a Rubicon here.
Mm-hmm.
President Trump has the ability to call Congress into session.
Yep.
He needs to do that to get this, to get Antifa designated as a domestic terror group. Mm-hmm. It has to happen immediately.
Yep.
Because they're starting to burn landmarks. They defaced the Lincoln Memorial.
And
they defaced the World War II Memorial.
Right, right.
It's time to respond to this.
Mm-hmm.
Because so far, these enemies of the state, these internal enemies of the state, have pretty much been able to do whatever they want.
Uh-huh.
They've got police officers taking a knee to try to show solidarity with these people.
That was Miami.
And to give you a little bit of insight into the thought pattern of some of these idiots, one of their sympathizers on Facebook last week pretty much said, this Ryan McNally from Minneapolis, pretty much said that if first responders aren't taking a knee, they're bootlickers to the government.
Yeah.
That's the mentality of these people. You know, something must be done definitively, or these people are going to keep going. They are coordinated. They are funded.
Yep.
And I sent you some paper.
Oh, we're going to get into that, Frank. We're going to get into that. Mm-hmm. Yep.
This Antifa group has declared war on the United States, and it's time the United States declare war on Antifa, and I mean viciously.
Yep. Yep, and we are definitely going to get into the funding in the second segment here. But I just wanted to mention, do you know who Keith Ellison is, right?
Yeah, the fascist attorney general up in Minnesota.
Well, wait till you hear this one, and you may not know this. His son is a city council member of the Minneapolis City Council. He came out in a tweet and declared his support for Antifa yesterday.
Mm-hmm. And if this organization would have already been declared a domestic terrorist organization, we could have picked them up.
Yep, because he would have been supporting a terrorist organization.
You know, so this needs to happen now. The White House needs to act on this now before it gets any further. And quite honestly, the only reason Antifa is this potent this time is because the Obama administration last time didn't do jack to actually put them in a corner.
Right.
So when you look at the stink that is attached to what's happening now, I smell Valerie Jarrett and I smell Eric Holder.
Yep, because this was their baby.
Well, Eric Holder has a history of commandeering buildings in fascist style from his college days.
Yep. Yep.
And Valerie Jarrett is a descendant of a communist organizer.
Yep.
In Chicago, who cheered on the riots in 1967 and 68.
Yep. Yep. And this is what we're dealing with now. Now they're all grown up, and look what we got. But here's the deal. You know, Antifa will probably be declared a domestic terrorist group one way or the other. They can either do it with the support of the Congress the way it's supposed to be, or the president can declare an executive order and do it that way, which I don't think Nancy Pelosi would like, but too bad, so sad.
Nancy Pelosi is playing this from a political point of view. She won't come back from California under the guise of this pandemic. And I'm telling you, if there aren't spikes in every major city of people getting coronavirus after this, then it's all been a sham.
Yeah.
That it's proof positive that this thing was never something that had to be worried about, and they crashed the economy on purpose.
You got it. Hold that thought. We'll get Frank's blood pressure back down again, because when we come back, we're going to tell you about the money connection, where it came from, and how much is going back and forth. You won't believe it, but you might believe it when I tell you, because I got the numbers right here in front of me. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
Attention, gardeners. If you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you, and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. And this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch, my conversation with Frank Silvato from the Underground USA podcast, is brought to you by my friends at Moss Nissan. Now, Moss is spelled M-A-U-S. And Nissan, the website Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. Now, between incredible factory incentives, 0% financing on all new vehicles, and rock-bottom pricing on pre-owned vehicles, you can save big right now at Moss Nissan. And, oh, by the way, when you tell them the captain sent you when you walk in the door, that's $500 off your new or certified pre-owned vehicle, too. But make sure you tell them when you walk in the door so that you make sure you get it, because you're not going to get it if you wait till the last minute and go, oh, by the way, the captain sent me. That's not the way it works. You go in there and you tell them, and then you know you're going to get it. And rest assured, when you visit their showroom, you can feel safe because they've done everything they can to make sure it's kept sparkling clean in serious compliance with the CDC guidelines. Now, Moss Nissan also provides OmniShield antimicrobial treatment for as part of your Moss Care maintenance package. You feel safer at home? You want to shop from home with your computer? You can do that too, mossnissan.com. And finally, if you're a doctor, a nurse, a first responder, active duty veteran, or you're doing military or a veteran, or you're a pastor, you get 20% off your service work at any one of the Moss Nissan locations, plus free valet service, complimentary cleaning, and sanitizing of your vehicle using OmniShield at no charge to you. So, Moss Nissan, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. Open for business in Tampa, Newport Richey, Crystal River, and Moss Acura at 11001 North Florida Avenue with the new Moss Nissan right next to it. Same location. So that's Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. You're going to save big money on that vehicle when you buy it. All righty. Here he is. Frank Silvato again. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Mr. Kevin.
Now, you calm down, so now we can go from there, because I didn't want you to struggle.
I'm just going to get jacked up again.
Yeah, I know, because what we were talking about. Now, this is, you've got a personal stake in this, and I want you to tell everybody right now what it is. Your mother lives, what, 20, 30 miles away from Chicago?
Yeah, we're talking a suburb of Chicago. We're not talking about the downtown in the city or in Cook County proper. This is a county over from where Chicago exists on the lakefront. And we've got these idiots hitting Best Buys and Verizon stores. And then you have the wannabe terrorists who are knocking places over like that just because it's opportunistic.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when people in the United States, I've got friends up there who are locked and loaded. They've got a gun in every room next to every door. You've got friends who have went out and said, I've got a 45 weapon
yep.
here.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
When the American people have to go to bed with weapons underneath their pillows because they don't feel the safe, it's time for the federal government and the state governments to do something a little bit more than put out statements about, we're not going to tolerate this anymore. Get out there and stop it.
Yep. Now, George Soros is the founder and chairman of a group called the Open Societies Foundations, which is a group of a whole bunch of splinter organizations that are inside that one. Now, he's given away more than $32 billion of his personal fortune to fund the Open Societies Foundation work around the world. He's given as much as $13.6 million, all verifiable by the financials that are on the website for the group. $13.6 million to Antifa. Now, part of the statement goals of the Open Society Foundation is that they are working to build vibrant and inclusive democracies whose governments are accountable to their citizens. And they've been doing a lot of work with the COVID-19 thing and all that stuff, and the grants they give to groups and this, that, and the other. I get it. I understand it. But we need to understand right now that the major benefactor to Antifa is George Soros and his Open Society Foundation. Now, Frank, it gets even better than that. Upon doing a little bit of extra checking and seeing who some of the big money makers or money contributors that were in there, George Soros, of course, was number one. Number two, who had given over $3 million to the Open Society Foundation, was Tom Steyer. Now, didn't he recently run for president?
They did. He also owns Progressive Insurance.
Mm-hmm. And
you know, so, if you're buying Progressive Insurance, or they're your insurance carrier, you're funding this guy so he can be rich and give money to Antifa. So you got Progressive, switch over for something. Let this guy feel some pain.
And unnamed, it said, and numerous Hollywood elitists said that on their page. So Hollywood elitists, I take to be movie stars.
No, and producers and studio owners and the people who feed off their notoriety, yeah.
So that's who is giving money to the Open Society Foundation, which is Rock, Stock, and Kitty Hawk, George Soros. So how, and this is something we really need to do, and you and I talked about this, how can we get George Soros pointed out as the money man, the principal behind this, and then have him named an unindicted conspirator, co-conspirator in this, and have the government go after his finances in the United States and just shut this guy down? How can we do that?
Well, in 2015, the Open Society Institute gave $1.75 million to an organization called Center for Community Change Action, which is the major player in getting the recruitment and money to Antifa. Because
mm-hmm.
Antifa is well funded and they're very well coordinated. This is one of the community organizing groups that actually facilitates their organization and their financial wherewithal. When you have a direct connection to Antifa after it's designated a domestic terror organization, anybody who's giving money to it can have their assets frozen.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, this is how we went after people who helped Al-Qaeda. We would sit there and put pressure on them because Treasury put them on a list and said, we're freezing your assets.
Well, it works for me if we can only get it done. And, of course, Antifa... regarding the authorization to hunt down the Antifa leadership, which is something that we would be doing if we declare them a domestic terrorist group. But again, we just got done talking about that. But with the signing of the designation making Antifa a terrorist organization, this would provide authorization to activate the 56 regional JTFs, which are, of course, the Joint Task Force people, to hunt down Antifa leaders. Now, we know that this all was originated Sunday morning by Attorney General Barr and the DOJ, who started the wheels moving on this order.
Well, we need the order to be proactive, because as we've seen in the past, because many of these organizations have been politicized for the 8 years under Bill Clinton and the, and the additional 8 years under Barack Obama, you've got political players who tend to slow drag, who tend to kind of look the other way, don't implement orders. They're pretty lackadaisical about political and ideological issues. We need to purge these organizations first. If people don't do exactly what they're ordered to do by the top of the DOJ, they need to be fired and removed immediately, because, ladies and gentlemen, this group Antifa has declared war on the United States. We have to be on a war footing against this enemy, and we have to take the battle to them. Right now, we're on defense, and that is a horrible position to be. Politically, militarily, ideologically, you know, we've got to act definitively now.
Yeah, and wait till you hear this one. They hacked into one of the New York City computer systems that was giving the marching orders to the police and the fire as to where they were staged and what they were to do. And the reason that these guys were always one step ahead of the police and the fire was because they knew where they were going to be and what they were going to be doing before anybody else knew. And they would just go somewhere else and do what they did.
And you've got people thinking that this is some ragtag group of white supremacists from wherever.
This
is a coordinated attack on the United States urban areas.
Yep.
If they could, we've crippled the country with coronavirus because we listened to Dr. Fauci, who changes his tune every 15 minutes depending on what the news cycle says. And then we hand out masks to people and tell them you have to wear them in public. And then we have this, so we can't identify anybody unless their ears are uncovered.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't think this is a coordinated effort before the next election to cripple the United States, you're smoking dope.
Yeah, exactly, because that's exactly what it is. They feel the time is right. They're trying to pull out all the stops and do everything they can right now to see to it that they can destroy and fundamentally transform the United States of America right in front of your eyes.
I told you in 2008, before Obama was elected, if we let this genie out of the bottle, we're in trouble.
You are right, and we will talk to you on Friday.
Stay low, my friend.
Yep, Frank Salvato, Underground USA podcast. Go over there and listen to him. He's a fascinating guy, knows what he's talking about. And you just heard us have a candid conversation about America. Folks, you better wake up now. I'll be right back.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
At least 16 cities are preparing for protests over the police death of George Floyd in Minneapolis. People are cleaning up the mess from Saturday night, and mayors are calling for peace. Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lansbottom says a week later, it's evident that the image of a cop's knee on George Floyd's neck continues to resonate.
We know the frustration is still there, and all of the issues and all of the concerns and anger that were there on Friday haven't gone away.
Washington, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser adds, people must decide what message their actions send.
They have a right to exercise their First Amendment rights, but not to destroy our city.
Both mayors on NBC's Meet the Press. President Trump is designating Antifa as a terrorist organization after blaming it and other far-left groups for inciting violence. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Oh, yeah, that's my favorite horse girl from Jersey. We call her the Jersey Horse Girl down in Georgia right now at the Double D Ranch with her husband Don at Carrollton, Georgia. And that's Donna Fiducia. We want to thank her very much. And we also want you to know that this portion of the program, my conversation with Patrick Hyland, the insurance quarterback turned sports quarterback on Mondays and Fridays, is brought to you by my friends at the Two Guys Gun Show. Now, we were down in Port Charlotte over the weekend, and they had a big, big, big gun show going on there. I'm telling you, the people were coming and coming and coming and coming and coming in the door. It was a great thing to see. People were really seriously interested in buying another gun or ammunition or whatever it was they were there to buy, and everybody just had a really good day and a really good time. Now, this weekend, I'll be in Largo, and I'll be in Largo at the Minreg Hall. That's M-I-N-N-R-E-G, Minreg Hall in Largo, which is at 6340 126 Avenue West, North, rather, in Largo. It's right off U.S. 19, just to the west, about a block and a half. Now, I'll be there Saturday from 9 to 3, and they're open Sunday from 9 to 3, and I'll be there also Sunday from about 9 to 1. So, stop on by, say howdy howdy, and see all the great things that they have there to offer for sale. Great prices on guns. Great prices on ammo and all the things related. All right, Patrick Kyle, the insurance quarterback, is with us, and we're going to see you this weekend, I do believe, right?
Yes, sir.
Yep.
Good old Largo, Florida, you betcha.
You're going to make an appearance there, and I'll just say look for the big guy with the devoted shirt on.
There you go, my man. You got it. Very good, Captain. Devoted health plans. Let's get into sports, Captain. They proposed a 114-game season with the end date on October 31st.
Wow.
And playoff expansion for 2 years. Seems like a lot of games to me.
In a short period of time,
And they're giving the players the right to opt out of the season and a potential deferral of 2020 salaries if the postseason were to be canceled.
Uh-huh.
I don't know why you'd cancel the postseason. Why not play less games, Captain, is my opinion.
Well, it's because of that stupid COVID-19 thing coming back again that you're talking about.
Well, that's true, too. But, you know, I just don't.
No.
See the purpose of that. But anyway, I just wanted to get started. I want to hear the crack of the bat, you know, like yesterday, which would be a beautiful thing. Now, I'll tell you what, the one thing I liked about this, talking about looking at the contracts of these players,
uh-huh.
And I want to see if it's per game they get paid, is it per season, to come up with a realistic payout structure for these guys.
Right.
You know, if the contract says they get full pay, they get full pay, Captain. You know, we can, as people that aren't making millions of dollars, can yell and scream about that, but I want the people to realize that these owners are billionaires. So let's not chastise the players when they're millionaires against the billionaires, because it's pretty much the same as the people being against the corporations when they don't get treated properly. It's all equivalent, in my opinion. It's all about doing the right
now,
thing.
Now, let me ask you a question and bring you down off your pedestal for a minute. When the players get hurt, they still get paid, right?
Yes, sir, they do.
Okay, well then, see, that's...
They used to not.
Yeah, I know. That's why I asked.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's a different story. So their contracts are, whether they play 190 games, or whatever it is, 162 games, I guess. Whether they play 162 games or they get hurt and they can only play 30 games, that they're going to get paid their whole salary the rest of the year.
That's correct, sir. So what's the difference of this?
People there you go. There you go. Now I got you. Now I got you. Okay.
You know, so I don't know, Captain. I just don't like it when... The thing that gets me upset, Captain, is if these owners could find a way of not paying the players, they would do it. If we're going to honor and do things in good faith like you have to do in the insurance industry, okay, how about we do things in the whole country in good faith?
Here's what I don't like. Now, I think the Boston Red Sox were the team that I heard referenced.
I know where you're going. Yep.
Yeah, they gave the people that worked like the hot dog stands and Cracker Jacks and popcorn and all that. They walk around. I think they cut their salaries by 20%?
Correct.
Holy smokes!
Well, here's what they did, Captain. If you made between $1 and $49,999. You got hit for a 15% reduction in your salary. $50,000 to $99,999, 25. $100,000 to $500,000, that's just where those people ended up. You got hit for 25%. Well, Captain, a guy making $500,000 a year gets hit for $100,000. Yeah, that's a heck of a hit. No mm-hmm. question about it. But a guy making $50,000 gets hit for, you know, $2,000. That hurts him a lot more. I got a problem with
that. Yeah, but didn't you say 15% at $50,000?
Yeah, so
that's $7,500.
Thank you, Captain. Exactly. I meant to say $10,000. I don't want to say a couple thousand, but yeah, $7,500 to a $50,000 guy is a lot more damaging than $125,000 to a $500,000 guy. Now, if we're just talking taxes, that's a whole different story. But now, when you're going to cut somebody's pay, that's a lot different. I don't get the logic sometimes.
They're taking it out on the wrong people, in my opinion.
There you go, Captain. Mm-hmm. You know, I guess. We're getting to the point in this country of greed, too, Captain. I don't like that either, okay? Greed doesn't work, okay? Treat people the way you want to be treated. Appreciate people the way you want to be appreciated. Do the right thing for the right reasons. That's what it's all about.
All right, well, before we run out of time, we got to move on to some other sports because you're going to be coming back for a second segment because we're going to do something special here. So let's get into, let's see, did NASCAR run yesterday?
Oh, yeah, man. Brad Keselowski. He won it, man.
That's good two in a row.
Yeah, man. Can you believe that? Good for him. No, it was a pretty rough race, though, boy. There's a lot of, you know, it's okay rubbing paint, but, you know, banging dents, not exactly what we're looking for. So, not good in that department. But, hey, he won the Cup race. Bristol, Connecticut, that's a neat track, you know. But Chase Elliott and Joey Logano, boy, they made some serious contact there with fighting for the lead with only three laps to go. But that's racing, baby.
Now, aren't the tennis players coming back this month?
Yeah, they're talking about, yeah, trying to get everything.
And the golf?
Yep, that also. Yep. So we're starting to get back into it, which is a good thing. And then hockey, you know, they're really trying to find a way to make that happen, Captain, and basketball. And that's the key.
Well, the problem with the hockey is they're going to have to quarantine for 14 days, those guys, when they come down here out of Canada.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's the problem.
So the good news is, Captain, in the Premier League, that's soccer,
right.
Over in Europe, they tested over 1,000 people, and nobody was tested for it. So they're getting ready to start soccer over there in the Premier League. So that's a step in the right direction and a good sign. And I hope these things keep transpiring that way, because that's very important. So I know you're looking forward to baseball just like me and everybody else out there listening.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, I can't wait, because I think, you know, first of all, I think we got a really, really, really good team this year. And I know football, I mean, my goodness, I can't wait for the football season to start.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm hoping in July they can get to training camp and get everything going and start the preseason games in August. And if preseason nobody's in the stands and they make it up to the fans, fine. But when this regular season starts, I hope come after Labor Day, that first Thursday, that stadium's full to watch Thursday night football and then also obviously Sunday across the NFL. That's all we can hope and pray for. So anyway, Captain, should I talk about what I do professionally or what?
Yeah, no, give your professional thing right now.
Okay, my friend. Well, folks, please give me a call at 813-966-1052. If you'd like somebody who's been in the insurance industry for over 30 years and takes care of people like family, as the captain can attest, and all his friends, I do the right things for the right reasons. I make sure to get you in the right policy that's best for you and your family. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Give me a call. Patrick Highland at 813-966-1052. No matter what, if I don't make a sale, I always make a friend. And that's what it's all about. Because a lot of times, I can't be of help to you. What you have is rock solid, and I would not change that for anything. And all I ask in return is if you please share with people what I do right and fairly and how I can help people out, just in your case it didn't. But 9 times out of 10, if I can't help you, you have a friend or a family member that can definitely use my assistance in either insurance or helping them out with the veterans' benefits. All right, Captain, I know we have to take a quick time out. When we come back, definitely I want to talk about some things going on in the world with you. And
thank you
so much.
Hold on, and I'll be right back with Patrick Highland. And when we come back, I have to do a beach and boating forecast and tell everybody what's going on there. By the way, the Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay brings you that, and I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America. When you hear that music, you know it's time for the beach and boating forecast, always brought to you by the Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay. Now today, for Monday, it's going to be sunny with a late day thunderstorm. The winds are going to be out of the east-northeast all day long. We'll have about a 10 to 15 mile an hour push with a gust or two, might be 20 to 25 miles an hour. The seas will be 2 to 3 feet for the light to moderate chop most of the day. Gulf water temperature currently is at 83 degrees. The bay water temperature at 86 degrees. Bring along the soap, right? And we had our low tide at 4:58 a.m. Our high tide is coming at 11:30 a.m. Now, the Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay has 213 locations across the United States of America. And if you join the Freedom Boat Club right here in Tampa Bay, you'll be able to benefit from that reciprocity, because there's nothing better for your health than a beautiful day in the water, and Freedom Boat Club calls it sun sanitizing. Now, since we've all been advised to keep our distance, consider boating as the ultimate way to get away from everything. And you can load up on plenty of sunshine, vitamin D, and have a great time out on the water with your friends and your family, and sun sanitize too. Now, the beauty of the Freedom Boat Club is you get all the benefits of boat ownership without all of the work. Just make the reservation, fill your cooler, and in minutes you're out on the water soaking up some of that beautiful Florida sunshine and sun sanitizing too. All you got to do is call Freedom Boat Club today. The number is 855-FREEDOM, the number 855-FREEDOM. And remember, for a limited time, you get 1 month off free on the monthly membership and $1,000 off the initiation fee. Listen to me. Easy for me to say. So go to the website, freedomboatclub.com/Tampa Bay. That's freedomboatclub.com/Tampa Bay, or give them a call at 855-FREEDOM, 855-FREEDOM. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. All righty. Here he is. He's back again, the insurance quarterback, Patrick Kyle. Now, the reason I wanted to have you come back on here is because I wanted to talk about this lack of leadership that we have with our politicians in these cities. Now, first of all, now this is not a coincidence, I do not believe. All of the cities that are having major problems, all of them, are blue cities. In other words, they're run by Democrats. Every one of them have a Democratic mayor where we've had the problems the last few week. Now, that being said, this is the perfect time for our athletes, usually regarded as heroes, to stand up and say, hey, now cut the nonsense. Let's sit down. Let's have a little conversation about life in general, but stop the nonsense and let's get back to being Americans.
Amen, Captain. Couldn't have said it any better myself. That's what I'm looking forward to, sports coming back to cause that to happen. That will be encouraging if they will do that, because this isn't solving anything, okay? It's just causing more problems. Why are you going to hurt people that had nothing to do with this? How does that make any sense? You know, another thing that's funny, Captain, I'm not hearing about COVID-19 spreading because of all these protests, but if you're
not yet,
the church,
not yet, not yet.
Well, yeah, but I'm saying it's not being talked about.
Right.
Saying we shouldn't be doing this because of the spread, but if 100 people gathered in a church, that'd be a problem. But it's okay for 1,000 people to gather on the streets.
Yeah, exactly.
All across our cities.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, come on now. We're losing our common sense here. We're getting too emotional over things and not being pragmatic. As soon as you get to that level, you're going to make mistakes and do things that aren't right. And that's the sad part of all of it, Captain. I hope we could all get together and realize that's the beauty of sports, man. There's no color, creed, or religion out there. Either you can play the game or you can't. Either we're going to win as a team or lose as a team. And we need to take that same concept into America. We're going to win as Americans or lose as Americans. Don't lose this country. Don't lose what has been done over 240 years in this great country of ours. Are there still strides to be made? Absolutely. But I think we've come a long way since 1970, Captain. In 50 years, I think we've done a decent job. There's still room for improvement on all parties, and hopefully that will occur in the next 50 years. So,
yeah, and I remember the 60s. All this talk about the 60s and all that, I lived through the 60s. I remember the 60s. I know what's going on. Okay, so it's not like you, me, or the highway. I remember it. I was there. I saw what happened. I saw how bad it was, and it was. And things got better, and they were better for a long time until all of a sudden the wrong people got a hold of the purse strings and got a hold of the educational system and got a hold of the indoctrination, and they turned things around on this country in such a manner that every one of them, if we could locate the ones that did this to begin with, just take them and just throw them the hell out of the country.
Captain, exactly. We don't need terrorism inside our country, and we sure heck just don't need it outside of our country. You got to win as a team and lose as a team, and we're not even on the same playbook, you know, using the sports analogy, and that's the problem right there in a nutshell. And you know what? And you also have to let due process take its place, Captain. Everybody wants to do something immediately. It can't work that way. That's not how our system is. For the criminals or people that are innocent, you have to do it to be fair and righteous to all parties.
No, because they want to string this cop up right now for whatever it was that, you know, that he did. Yeah. And again, it's still called alleged because we still don't know what happened behind that car. The guy went in one side of the car, and all of a sudden he's out the other side, and there's four cops on top of him?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, that's a three cops stand there letting it happen, and what happened was terrible. I mean, they all need to be prosecuted. Let due process happen. And then when the jury finds them guilty, everybody will be happy. Mm-hmm. But you got to let it play out, okay?
Yep.
So
All right.
That's what I don't understand.
Well, you and I are going to be at Mission Barbecue tomorrow on West Waters Avenue, so we invite our friends to stop by, have lunch with the captain. We're starting that series up again tomorrow officially, and we'll have the good time gang will be there, and we always have a good time when we're there, and our friends at Mission Barbecue are happy to see us, and we're happy to see them.
Amen, Captain. I look forward to seeing you tomorrow for lunch there at Mission Barbecue. God bless. Have a great day.
Yep.
Thanks, Captain.
All right. Thank you, Patrick, and you take care. And that's our buddy, Patrick Hyland. All right. Let me see here. Okay. 60 seconds with Todd. Go for it.
Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen. This is all part of the Democrat master plan. Donald, when are you going to have a Trump rally? Forget about when you having a Trump, when we having 100,000 people in Tampa. We come to Tampa for the RNC, okay, and put a $50,000 cashier's check on the mayor's desk and a $50,000 check when we're done and $25,000 profit. Let's go. Let's spend some money here. 435 House members need some money right now so they don't die on the vine. Focus on the election. Focus on the American people. I told you a long time ago that Antifa should have been arrested as a domestic terrorist group, but you didn't do nothing there. We talk about dirty cops. Remember Serpico? Remember Al Pacino talking about dirty cops? Now, dirty cops are at the FBI and the DOJ. They haven't been arrested yet. Wake up, Donald. Toughen up, okay? The left is coming with everything they have to steal this election. Now, toughen up, Sepulo. Toughen up, everyone in the White House. And let's go. And make sure this RNC comes to Tampa. Let's get to work, Donald. Let's go.
All right. Very good. Todd in Tampa. And wound up this morning and made some very strong points there, and I appreciate that. All right, now the final couple of minutes here brought to you by our friends at Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Now, Dominic's is spelled D-O-M-E-N-I-C-K apostrophe S. They're located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, and all their blinds, all their shade shutters are made in the U.S. of A., and they are a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. Now, the big difference between Dominic's and the big box stores is simple. The big box stores aren't going to come and offer installation, on-site cleaning, parts, or repairs like Dominic's does, because that's what they do. They don't just sell you the blinds and stuff. They come and they take care of it. They'll install it for you. They'll clean them if they need to be cleaned. They'll help you by fixing whatever you got that needs to be repaired. So there you go. So stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store. Wave at the red, white, and blue Dominic's truck. That's going to be Kevin behind the wheel. And remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Now, give them a call, 941-922-2345, to set up an appointment for service or just stop by the store. That's 941-922-2345, Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Well, folks, it's been one whale of an evening. Everything culminated with my conversation with Frank Salvato, the Underground USA podcast, because for those of you that were listening, we kind of wrapped it all up with the first two segments of this hour by explaining what the Open Society Foundations was, how they were tied up with giving money to Antifa, how Antifa is part of a much larger group and what they're doing. And by the way, there are people in Antifa being paid $200 a day to show up and create the havoc that's out there on the streets. It's that simple. Wake up, America. And I'll see you all tonight on the Radidio with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. And thank you to everybody in the chat room. All the great comments. We appreciate you as much as you appreciate us. Thank you very much. I'll see you all tonight. God bless America. It's all about we the people. Stay safe.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.